That's Rob Halford, I Don't Care. That's from his 2009 release, which is three of his Halford records, also called Winter Songs. And those have a lot of songs appropriate to the holiday season that we're in now. So that's I Don't Care from the almighty Rob Halford. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and you are tuned in to episode 45 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thanks for coming and checking out another episode. As we keep the rock rolling now with something from Manowar, Crank It Up. This is Blow Your Speakers. Manowar from their 1987 release, Fighting the World, Blowing Up Your Speakers. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and you are listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast. And Manowar did have a Chicago connection for a few years. Chicago guitarist David Schenkel was in Manowar from 1989 to 1994. All right, we're going to keep the rock rolling now with a New York-based band called Adrian Gale. This is a tune called Faith.
Yeah! Magnolia Sounds.
Adrian Gale from their 2004 release Crunch, and that tune was called Faith. That was out on Kivel Records back then. They've got a new album coming out in 2018 on a new record label, Adrian Gale. We're going to keep things rolling now with some Chicago rockers. This is a band I used to play on my old radio show called Sweet Sybil. This is Downtown Suicide. Chicago Rockers, Sweet Sybil with Downtown Suicide. That's from a demo tape that was probably around 1987, 1988. The tape, when I went to move it into the digital age, it's not marked what year it came out, but I know they were pretty popular on the Chicago scene right around that time when we had a good scene in Chicago for bands playing original material. So I'm sure that demo was from somewhere right around there. All right, we're going to keep the rock rolling now with something brand new. Guitarist Joe Satriani has a new record coming out next month. And next year, 2018, January. The album's going to be called What Happens Next, and this is a track from it called Energy. Good energy there from Joe Satriani. Again, that album will be out next month. It's called What Happens Next. Check it out. We're going to keep the rock rolling now with something I was re-listening to this week. Usually, every week or two, I'll pull out a CD from a while back and re-listen to it again and kind of refresh myself with the songs and why did I like it the first time around. And anyway, this album kept me rocking all week long. I kept listening to it to and from work, and that's Deep Purple. In 1987, they put out a record called The House of Blue Light. From that release, this is Bad Attitude. Yeah. Talking about a bad attitude, Deep Purple. And again, that's from 1987's The House of Blue Light. Great record. Listen to it all the way through again. This tune and probably Mitzi Dupree are still probably two of my top two, or probably are my top two favorites from that record. But the whole thing is really good. If you haven't listened to it in a while and you have it, you might want to re-listen to it. I know I enjoyed hearing it again. All right, we're going to keep the rock rolling here on the Radio Bypass podcast with something from Leslie West. I had played something from this record that he put out in 2011, a couple episodes back, called Unusual Suspects, and I promised I'd play another track or two or three, so I'm going to get another one in here right now. This one features, when I played this before, I was telling you guys that this has different guests on it, and on this particular tune, Zakk Wylde from Ozzy Osbourne's band is on this track. This is a song called Nothing's Changed. Leslie West off his 2011 release, Unusual Suspects. That's Zakk Wylde giving him an assist there on a tune called Nothing's Changed. We're going to keep the rock rolling on the Radio Bypass podcast right now, going back to 1986 and a Chicago band named Hammer-On. This is Marching Off to War. Marching Off to War with Chicago rockers Hammer-On. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You are listening to the Radio Bypass podcast. And we're going to keep things going now, remembering another lost rocker. This past week, we heard about Pat DiNuzio, lead singer from the Smithereens, passing away at only the age of 62. So in memory of Pat, this is the Smithereens with a tune called A Girl Like You.
Time to waste, there's too much to lose. Girl, you
Remembering Pat DiNuzio, lead singer from the Smithereens, another rock and roll voice that was silenced this past week. Rest in peace, Mr. DiNuzio. That was from their 1989 release, 11. And in addition to that song, another track I always thought was really good on that record was Blues Before and After. All right, this is about the end of the Radio Bypass podcast. We've got one time for one more song here. Hey, I hope you've enjoyed listening to this. Come back next Sunday. I'm going to have some rockin' Christmas tunes for Christmas. Hard to believe a week from tomorrow is Christmas Day. It's going quick. So if you haven't gotten into the spirit yet, you better get ready. We only got a week to go. And maybe you've got to go fight some crowds and buy some stuff for Christmas. That's something I'm going to go do when I finish getting this show online this week. Anyway, I hope you all have a great week, and I hope you had a great week. Come back next Sunday. Like I said, we'll have some great rockin' Christmas music for you. Hopefully that'll get you into the spirit. If that doesn't, maybe Rob Halford will right now. I got one more tune from that album I started the show with, Winter Songs. This is Rob Halford, Get Into the Spirit. I'll talk to you next week. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic. You know, some of my favorite memories are those of Christmas time. I still remember when I was a little boy, just waiting for the big day. Mom would be cooking up a mess of boysenberry and tuna fish burritos for our big Christmas dinner, and Dad would be decorating the tree with little bits of spam, and then the big day would finally arrive. I'd stay up all night and wait for Santa, and when he finally showed up, we'd all hold his hands down in the waffle maker until he promised to give us everything we wanted. Oh, yeah, those were the days. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody, and let's do lunch.